The Pitch Your Business Competition is a remarkable initiative designed to empower and equip South African and African entrepreneurs through high-value training and education. This year, over 340 entrepreneurs are vying for the top spot, showcasing their innovative ideas and business acumen. Here to give us his experience about the competition so far is Darius Now. Darius, hello. How are you doing?
Hello, Janine. I'm good, and yourself?
I'm doing fine and fabulous. Thank you very much. Okay, so before we get to talking about your business idea and what it is that you're planning, tell us about yourself and your background. Who are you and what do you do for a living?
Okay, I'm originally from the artist. Then I moved to Katu due to work that transferred me. And then we moved to a smaller town named the Bend. It's about 20 kilometers from Katu. So at the moment, I'm a store manager for a PPE shop.
Oh, my word. So I've never even heard of the town called De Bend in my life before. A store manager. So are
That's
you
a very
like,
small town.
Are you a very organized type of person if you're a store manager?
I would say so. I mean, my current boss has actually told me that they can't move me to another shop because as long as I'm at the store, then everything is rotating according to plans.
Yeah, like it's supposed to do. You know what? In South Africa, yes, if you can keep a job because they feel that you are indispensable, then you're definitely doing a good job. But you don't seem to want to work for someone for the rest of your life because that's why you want to start a business. So tell me about this business idea of yours. What do you want to do?
Okay, so originally wanted to start like a grocery store in the Bend because just next to the Bend, it's the Bend. It's like the name is very similar, but the Bend is more for the low income residents that stay in the Bend. So they have to travel to Katu and it costs them about 50 rand per trip. And then the spaza shops in the Bend, they are expensive, very, very expensive. So my original idea was to start a grocery shop. But when I looked at the figures, the finances, it was like, yo, the startup cost is very high.
Yeah.
Then we asked around, did some research, and then we noticed that there's no stationery shop in the Bend. They have to go to Katu to do copies, to print the CVs and all that stuff. And then we started with a new concept about starting a printing and stationery shop where they can buy affordable stationery and do all their printing and copies in one place. And that's what we started, the stationery shop. And the startup cost is much lower than a grocery shop.
Because that's one of the big challenges, isn't it? I mean, money is straightforward.
Yes.
It's one of the reasons why so many people struggle to start something, but you want to start something smaller and then work up to have a bigger shop, isn't it?
Yes, yes. My overall plan is to go to small towns like the Bend, and if it's possible, then to open satellite stores in that areas, especially in the rural areas.
Yeah.
Where stuff like that isn't easy accessible.
Because at the end of the day, it doesn't have to be a high-end shop. It doesn't have to be this Lani kind of place. Because the smarter you go, the more expensive it is to do that.
Exactly.
You are seeing the need and you want to help people because, I mean, stationery, they all have to go to school and they all have to write on stuff. So
yes, so that is why we changed from the grocery to the stationery because we saw that there's a bigger need for affordable stationery and all that. Can I say stuff that goes along with the stationery and printing shop?
Yeah.
To make sure it's more affordable.
And the spaza shops don't cover that. No, I mean the spazas and the those shop, even though they're more expensive, they do have the products that people, the groceries that people need. No.
Yes. Yes, and I mean they know people will buy because otherwise they must drive 20 kilometers to buy a bread or a box of milk.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's how they can still operate. And I think with the Bend Safe Market, well, the same concept, but we will still be more affordable.
Ah, I hear you. A more affordable spaza shop. But you know what? It's very exciting for you now to take part in a competition like this because you've got much exposure now to other businesses and stuff. Why did you take part in the Pitch Your Business competition?
For exposure and marketing.
Yeah, to use what will be given to you to get somewhere.
Yes. Yes, that was the main one of the main reasons why I entered the competition.
Well, when you're done with the competition, you'll have a business plan. You'll know how to do the marketing and all of that will be in place. Are you excited to start your own business?
Yes, that was always my big dream to have my own business. Like you said earlier, nobody wants to work for a boss for the rest of their life.
Yes.
And that is my goal. I want to be my own boss. I know it's more a little bit more stressful. You have to be more bold and organized and all that stuff. But at the long run, you work for yourself. So you will put in extra because you know you will, at the end of the month, you must give yourself a salary. But I'm up for that challenge.
Well, Darius, we pray that you are very successful, that the opportunities are there, that you get a great space, that you can start that business, doesn't matter what it takes, and that you have people around you. And that you get great employees someday as well. You know, the people who can you can bargain on that will support you and won't just be headaches for you. We need more entrepreneurs like you. It takes guts to do that. So we pray that you will be very, very successful in your venture.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Darius, if people want to contact you, maybe they've got suggestions or maybe they want to invest in your business or something like that. Can they contact you?
Yes, we are available on WhatsApp and on email. They can call, they can WhatsApp 069-633-3577.
And that's a WhatsApp number?
Yes, WhatsApp and normal call. Email address is deben.savemark@gmail.com.
And save is SAVE?
Yes.
MARK, save mark.
Yes.
.com, you say?
Yes.
All right. 069-633-3577 or deben.savemark@gmail.com. Thank you very much. Strongs with your work and may you do
it's
very well in the Pitch Your Business competition.
Thank you very much and thank you for the call.